All right, welcome to the Stronger You Radio. I'm your host today, Gianna Massey, and I am so excited for this chat with this amazing human. His name is Brandon Hazelwood, and he is a specialist for Stronger You's member experience team, and he's been with Stronger You for a while. So he has seen all the ins and outs of what makes a successful coach-member relationship, all the success stories and experiences that our members have. And so I am thrilled to announce the summer series, which Brandon is going to tell you more about, and that is where he's going to be hosting the podcast this summer.
This is the Stronger You Radio, where nutrition is fun, diet trends are overrated, and we help you take the guesswork out of eating healthy. Join us today with the Stronger You team, coaches, and friends as they discuss what it takes to become a Stronger You today. Are you ready? Let's get to it.
Very excited about this. So welcome, Brandon. How
Thank
are you?
Thank you. I'm doing well. Thank you for having me. This is fun. Been looking forward to this since our talks about this. So I'm super, super excited. How have you been?
I've been good. I'm happy good. It's a summer Friday or almost a summer Friday here. Yeah. Feels like summer. It's hot today in New York.
That's for sure. And I'm happy about that. Finally.
Yes, I know. It's been a long time coming. Mm-hmm. All right. So can you tell us, how did you get joined up with Stronger You? How did you discover Stronger You? What was that like for you?
So discovering Stronger You was not hard at all, because for those that know and those that do not know, Mike Dola, the creator, founder of Stronger You, is one of my best friends in the world. And I actually watched it when it was a CrossFit gym in his garage. I remember watching him go to the local Planet Fitness Muscle Maker Grill, sitting outside with a fold up table and people just walking directly past him as if he didn't exist, to see it grow to what it is now. It is absolutely wild for me, but that's how I was originally introduced to it. So I never did nutrition myself. It was always just going to the gym and then wondering why what I was putting in at the gym was never balancing out in the back end, until I joined, or actually became a part of the team, which is, as you said, is a member experience specialist. So once that happened, did a session. My first coach was Drew, and he's absolutely phenomenal. We matched up. He's actually one of my really good friends now as well, but he was the one that got me down 20 pounds, wow, which in 12 weeks, which is great. From there, and then my second coach was Martin Diaz, and that was phenomenal as well. I bulked with him, which was a fun time for me. Got to eat a little bit more instead of not eating more. But yeah, that's how it started for me, getting into Stronger You. And ever since then, just seeing how the company has grown, the growth of the company, the ups and downs, all everything in between, and meeting beautiful people like yourself, and growing great friendships. I'm super, super happy to have been a part of it and still be here.
Yeah, you're a true starter of the brand. I mean, you've seen it. That's such a funny story and an image of Mike Dola, who we love and we're very grateful to. Yeah, I mean, you just mentioned some awesome coaches, like you said, Martin and Drew. And I'm curious, what was that like for you? Because you said that was like your first time with a nutrition coach, right?
Yes. It was. So for me, it's kind of like, you give me something, and if I know it's going to work, or I feel and have trust within you, I'm just going to do it, right? Obviously, I'm going to do my due diligence and do some digging myself, but it was a little bit different for me compared to maybe some of our members, because I knew a lot of people that were already in the organization, and it allowed me to be more comfortable. For those that are just coming in off the street, they don't have that comfortability that I had. It made it very easy for me just to have the conversations. They gave me my macros, told me how to essentially track. And the first thing that I did for myself, which I recommend to anybody, is look at the nutritional facts on a box. That's the first thing that I did. And I was just like, okay, so I've been avoiding this part for so many years and just indulging on whatever. And it's like, oh, so I was eating 4 times the serving size. Got it. Okay. Right. So after that point and kind of honing that in, I started to challenge myself with macros. A lot of people will meal prep. For me, it was kind of like, I wanted to be more flexible, which this program in general is, but it allowed me to still eat the foods that I wanted to eat, but just in moderation, understanding what I was actually eating. So when I was going to McDonald's before and getting a quarter pounder, nuggets, and all this other stuff together, I was like, oh, okay, so I ate my daily allotment in one meal, right? So it in the beginning, it was a learning curve. But once you actually get it down, Pat, it's smooth sailing from that point. Of course, I had questions here and there, but the coaches were always there for me.
Yeah. And I think you're hitting two of the main points of what we'll introduce as a summer series is awareness and comfort. Yes. In knowing, you know, that what you're doing will give you success and give you some results. And so I think that's what you are going to be showcasing this summer.
Yes.
So why don't you talk a little bit about what the summer series is and what you're planning on doing with that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm, again, honored to have the opportunity to sit down with some coaches that I do know, and I also maybe sitting down with some coaches that I don't know as well, as to get an understanding what they do on a day-in, day-out basis, learning who they are. I know a lot of members on the intakes that I've seen, they've come from other programs that they've spoken to a computer, or they felt like they just spoke to a computer. Well, here we are speaking over and through a computer, but you're actually speaking to a human being that's had their own journey. And I think it's really, really cool that we share that journey, because I know in society, a lot of people judge people just by their facial interaction, but know nothing about their story. And a lot of coaches here have their own very interesting story, as we all do. But it, I think it could help members relate easier to somebody that's like, okay, they've been there. They get it. Right. They had a lot of weight. They lost a lot of weight. Right. They've gone through the ups and downs. They were skinny and put some weight on to get themselves to where they wanted to be. They were working towards an athletic goal or a wedding or vacations, as we've seen pretty much all. So I think that it'd be really, really cool. And then how they handle certain situations with members, because everybody has a different situation and everybody has a different style of coaching. And I think that it would be extremely cool to highlight.
Yeah. And I think we do a really good job right now of spotlighting and highlighting it on a blog or in our community. Agreed. So I think this is going to be such a cool format to see really the stories come to life from the person themselves. And yes, like you said, I think the listeners will be able to identify and be like, oh, wow, that's really cool. I didn't know that. And I think just collectively, it's going to be so fun. And I'm really looking forward to this.
Don't worry, I'll make it fun. There's going to be some laughs on there. I promise you that.
All right. And so I was going to ask you, you know, a couple other things about your own experience with, you know, being on the inside of going through when a member signs up and to coach match them. Mm-hmm. You mentioned that, you know, a lot of places will do computer AI matching, but could you speak to how we do it at Stronger You? Like, is it a real human that's reading each one? How does that work?
Yes, it is a wonderful human reading each one. It used to be me. Now it is our lovely Patricia Mayer, who is phenomenal at what she does. And it's also by committee. So we all help out. We read over what the intakes are. So anything that is put on your intake form is read. Mm-hmm. So if you are going through pregnancy, we read that. If you have diabetes or any type of condition, we read that. If you're working towards a wedding, vacation, just want that summer body, right? We read all of that. And we want to make sure that we understand your history and understand you. So it's not just you're writing this just to kind of get it down and we just have it just to have it. No, we have it because we want to pair you with the coach that we feel is best for you. Now, we have multiple coaches that we can pair you with. And depending on your need, your want, we're able to do that. That's the beauty of what we are able to do, especially because it is a human doing it. We know who the coaches are and we have personal relationships with them. So when we're pairing you with somebody, we try to get you closer to your region if possible. We know we have members all over the world. So it's not as easy for some people that are outside of the States, but we definitely try to get you paired to somebody closer to your time zone. That makes it easier for communication between you and your coach. And who knows, a lot of members have built great relationships with their coach and eventually even meet their coach at an event or however they would like to meet up. So
that's true. Cool. I know we were at a meetup, was it last summer in Newburgh, New York. And mm-hmm. I think the coolest thing for me in real life was to witness Coach Jody meeting. And Coach Jody is living and from Canada.
Yes.
And so she came out to New York and she got to meet some of her longtime members and people that she's coached in person. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so emotional. Yeah. This is so nice. Yeah. So it's amazing to see that. What's one that stands out for you with, like, I don't know, the furthest distance? Is that the one that I just said, or is there anything else that pops into your brain?
Well, I know we have Coach Anthony, who's out in Australia, right? So he's like the furthest that I know that we have here. But I think I'm trying to think who's met up. It's because I know when we have our yearly retreats, it was in Orlando, the first retreat that I ever went to. I remember we were walking around through Epcot, and I forgot the particular coach, but walking through, and all of a sudden it's like, oh my God. And it was like, oh yeah, that's my member. And I was like, okay. And that's kind of was like my first experience of being around. That was my first experience, actually, of being around all the coaches and people that I communicate with through the computer. But just to see that, I'm like, oh, okay. So we're completely in a different state. You don't live here. She doesn't live here. And you just end up in Epcot and you see each other. And it's so crazy that there's so many people all over that know Stronger You and know their coaches and interact with them on social media and in our own community. It blows my mind every single time.
I know. When I'm wearing any SU gear, which is often, and I'm like walking in town or I go somewhere and people are like, oh, I do Stronger You. Oh, I'm a member. And I'm like, oh, this is so awesome. And it's such a good feeling. Like, you're just like surrounded by good people.
It's like, you want to know about Stronger You? Don't mind if I do. Let's sit down and talk. Like, you know, it's great. And I wore my AF shirt earlier today to the gym, and now I'm wearing my, the Disney one. So I'm wearing a bunch.
Yeah, I know. I love that Disney one. It's so
cute. I do as well.
All right. So I think you covered this a little bit, but I want to hear a little bit more about what you're most excited of pulling out of the coaches. It sounds like their story and the coaches' transformations of their own, which are sometimes some of the most inspiring, at least to me. I am just so impressed with our coaching staff. You know, we have people that are highly credentialed and have that lived experience of changing and maintaining change, which for me is so powerful and important to tell listeners.
Agreed. When I had this conversation and my thought process through this, when I was writing out questions, is really pulling out personality. I want people to feel that human side of it. That's the biggest thing to me. Is I know I mentioned already about knowing that there's a human on the other side, but just feeling that human, having that empathy, understanding that, hey, they go through things too, right? And they're here to go through these things with you as well. Having those conversations, like I've watched members and write in our community about what their coach has done for them in situations. People leaving SU and telling us about their great experience and how coaches have sat there and helped them and just stopped for a second, because as you know, everything's not about nutrition. It's not about the numbers. It's about helping you and helping you love yourself is the biggest thing for me. And I want people to see and feel that these people are genuinely doing this because they want to do this. They want to be here. It's not, obviously there's monetary gain in everything that we do, but people are here and actually doing this because they're passionate about it. And I always want to work with people that are passionate about something. And I want their passion to be shown that this is fun for them. It's a new way to meet people. It's a new way to help people. And helping people is a big part of my life. And I know it's pretty much every coach on this roster. Otherwise, they wouldn't be doing this.
Right, exactly.
So I want people to really feel that and understand that it's not just another program that you can just sign up for. Yes, even if you are and you're here and you're a member, you're hearing this, and anytime you talk to me and you're offboarding and it's because you want to try something else too, we want you to do whatever is best for you, because that is what matters the most, is where you're going. This is a journey that we're all taking. So where you're going is what matters. So,
okay, guys, what if I told you could finally reach your goals without fad dieting, deprivation, or unrealistic expectations, all while still enjoying the foods you love? Yes, it's possible. In fact, we've helped over 50,000 members do just this. Now it's your turn. New members get 50% off your first month with a purchase of a monthly membership plan. And what do you get with this? You get one-on-one personalized coaching, unlimited coach messaging and weekly check-ins, nutritious resources and tools, and access to a welcoming community. Sign up today with code SURADIO50. You've got this and we've got you. So let's reach your goals together.
Yeah, and I like that you highlighted, you know, it's not just about nutrition. It's really about our life and how we're living and what we're doing and feeling. And I think the biggest thing that stands out when we spotlight our coaches or our transformation stories, it's not the physical transformation. Of course, that is one thing. There is a physical transformation that can be amazing. And then there's also the confidence gained, you know, the quality of life that people experience. And I don't know if you want to just highlight some of the ones that have stood out to you, like, you know, could somebody do something that they came in not being able to do or anything that stands out like that?
Well, I know from the member experience aspect of things that we encounter pretty much anything that a member is going through. Most recently, I know there was a member that their children were going through a medical condition situation, and she definitely wanted to stay, but her focus is not on that as a mother. Her focus was on her children, and the way that we handle things for her to make sure that, hey, listen, we get it. We want to make sure you're taken care of. You come back when you're ready. And then when she did finally return, the conversation or the message that she wrote was just beautiful, because again, it's showing that we're humans. Like, okay, we're doing this program. You and I are talking. Great. But I always will ask you how you're doing first, because I want to know genuinely how you're doing first. And I want to make sure that you're okay. Not just if somebody's saying you're okay. Like, I really want to know you're okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that is what we carry with the interaction that I've had with anybody here, is I really want to make sure you're okay. And to take a step back sometimes let's not track. Let's take a step back and let's just work on talking and working through that. I think that's the coolest part about the whole thing, is sometimes you just need to pause. It's not just here. It's just in life in general. Sometimes you just need to pause. And if you're having somebody here that's helping you and holding you accountable and knowing that you have that support, that it's not a friend or family, it's just a random person that has no bias towards you, I think that is super helpful for a lot of people. Because it's just somebody you can talk to and somebody that you know that is going through this most intimate thing with you, seeing pictures of you as you weigh yourself, giving your what you're eating throughout a daily basis. Like, that is something that most people in your life don't see. So you grow and build a relationship with this person that you don't even have with some people in your life. And I think that is very, very beautiful.
It is. I love that you're saying intimate. Yeah, it is an intimate relationship, and it's a special relationship. And it's not one where, like you said, if you have to pause, and pause can mean a lot of things, right? It can mean, okay, I can't continue doing XYZ style of tracking, or you know, I need to try a different method here. There's dialogue and coming up with a plan and a partnership, which I feel like is so important, that
it's huge.
That gets highlighted, right? It's like really not like a dictatorship. Like, yes, your coach will lead and guide 100%, will tell you what you should do, probably, or recommendations, but they're not going to be a dictator and be like, okay, it's this or nothing. Like, there's always conversation and dialogue that can, you know, find a better path. And often, like, I think, and I still coach too, and I think that some people think that they have to do all 10 things in 1 week. And it's like, well, let's pick the one or two max. That's it. And then all the pressure is off of us to do all of the things, right? I think that's so important too. And maybe you're somebody that wants to do all the things, and that's okay too. You can do all the things, but like having that person to kind of lead you and tell you, okay, this is normal, this is good, that to me feels invaluable.
I think the biggest thing that I learned from having a coach and just being here in general is a phrase that has kind of been going around for years, at least within here, is you can't burn the house down in one day.
Right? Tell them what that means.
So for those that have a indulging day, I don't like calling it a cheat day, because when you cheat, you're getting ahead, right? I call it an indulging day, which you like to enjoy whatever it is that you like to enjoy. You are human. You're going to eat what you want. If it makes you feel good in that time, if you're out with your friends and your family and you're enjoying that is perfectly fine. but one day is not going to ruin your whole entire week and everything that you worked for. And I know a lot of people, and at first when I started doing it, I was like, okay, well, if I don't do this, then I mean, I'm going to mess up everything else. And then having conversations like, no, it's okay. We understand that nobody is perfect here. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to ruin everything that you're going to do. It's different if you're consistently doing something like this, but one day, just like in anything, is not going to alter everything. Yeah. And I think that piece of advice I took not just here, but I took it beyond SU, and I apply that to myself. So if there's certain things that I understand that aren't working, it's just one day. We can work to get past that. So,
yeah. And I think that also when you think about cheat or indulgence, mm-hmm. like you said, mm-hmm. any of those things, that is often because like we're not giving ourselves enough flexibility, eating enough or getting enough energy in. And so like there's lots of factors here, obviously, but it's mm-hmm. like that can sometimes be outcome of those symptoms of like not eating enough or not eating regularly enough that we feel like, oh my gosh, okay, now I feel like so overly restricted and now I need to do this. So yes. I feel like those conversations, it's a conversation, right? It has to be a coaching conversation that can help you. And then you can navigate that and understand yourself a little bit more. And what mm-hmm. you keep calling out directly and indirectly is awareness, right? We're as coaches offering up awareness
yes.
to the person so they can live better.
Yes. That awareness is key in pretty much everything that we do, but it's huge in this, allowing myself to understand what I was eating after being coached by two wonderful coaches and just being around all the coaches here, it allows you to see things differently and allows you to understand what you're consuming, how you're consuming it, where you're going, and it gives you a better picture. And it genuinely makes me feel good when I know, like, all right, I may not have hit all my numbers today, right? But I know I got a bulk of my stuff done. And I know that I ate better than I would have 4 years ago.
Totally. Right? So, yeah. You're always moving forward.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And it's, I know the choices that are in my pantry and in my fridge right now are way different than what it was 4 years ago. I can 100% say that because there would be some strawberry shortcakes, a bunch of cookies, chips, all that crazy stuff. And I'm not saying that I still don't have some of that stuff.
Can confirm. I've been out and I've ate some fun foods with Brandon.
Yes. I love my food. It's just foods around me. I will eat. I love to eat. But I also know that there's healthier choices for me that can still taste just as good, if not better, than what I was eating before and give me more value for my body and my workout and anything else that I need to fuel my body for. And that part is so cool to now know this, which I didn't pay attention to before, but now I pay attention to all the time. And it's kind of like I subconsciously think about it now. Like I it's not in my face like, oh, I got to read everything. It's now it's okay. Like I know what this is. I know how much I could and should eat, and I just go on about my day. That's really it.
Yeah, it's I hear that it's like really integrated in you now. Like you said, it's like subconscious. You don't have to think about it. It's just kind of what you do. And I think that is such an awesome goal and takeaway for everybody. It's not always this hard in the beginning. No. It feels like a lot when you're making changes, but you'll get to where you are, absolutely. Which is so nice.
Absolutely. I mean, just like anything else, everything takes time. If you're patient and you're going to have the support, whether it comes from your coach, MXT, or even the community, which is a huge part here, bouncing ideas off of other people that have been there, right? So I know sometimes it feels like going to the parent and talking to the parent about something and you don't want to do because you feel that you're going to get scolded. It can feel like that.
Which for we don't you at do. First,
right? It doesn't happen. Yes, exactly. It could feel like that for somebody that's brand new, right? And I know it felt like, okay, well, what's this? But it's not that. It's supportive. It's collaborative. Everything here is a collaboration. And within the community, having that talk with another member and having other coaches chime in and share other helpful things, other directions you can go or pieces of advice that you can take, it softens the expectation or the impact that you may have thought would have been negative. And it allows you to be like, okay, you know what? I'm going to ask more because I know I can get these resources here. And that is cool for me as well, too.
Yeah. I love our community.
That's yeah, I did as well.
Shout out to the community.
Yes, for sure.
I love it. Well, I am excited for you. This is going to be awesome. So I have to know, though, are you going to have Martin and Drew on, your coaches?
Maybe, maybe not. We'll see. I do know who my first guest is, so I will tell you this at another time.
But I'll
keep you in suspense for now. But okay. I do know who my first guest is. He is very, very beloved amongst his members for sure. I know he's beloved amongst his peers. So this will be a very, very fun conversation. The only hint I will give is that we play fantasy football together. So that will be fun. Yes.
All right. So we have a he and fantasy football.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's all I give.
I will be left in suspense. I'm like mad at myself that that's not coming to me. I know.
I didn't create the league, but... But there is a possible way to get you in. Let's just say that. Okay, there's a secret handshake, maybe something like that. Who knows?
All right. Cool. Deal. All right. Well, anything else you want to share with us before we wrap today?
I just say to those that our current members, those that may be listening and curious about Stronger You, continue forward. Keep trying. Put your best foot forward. Strive for greatness. Understand and take the time to really accept everything that's happening. It there may be ups and downs like everything else in life, but you have the tools to get through it all. And if you don't, there's plenty of resources that will allow you and help you get to where you want to get. And especially if you are a member here, I'm one of the resources. I'm more than happy to speak to members. I love providing anything that I possibly can, but just know that you are great and you are destined for greatness. And I just want everybody to know that for sure. So. Yeah.
I love that. Thank you so much for your time and coming on to talk to me and introduce what you're up to this summer. This is a very special project that's been a long time coming and it's so needed for our listeners. So thank you again.
Of course. Thank you for having me. And I can't wait. Can't wait.
Thank you for listening to Stronger You Radio. For more information, please visit www.strongeryou.com. Don't forget to tune in next week for more health and nutrition conversations with Stronger You.